Today's daf is Erevin daf lamid test. Today we're going to discuss, we're going to start off with the shita of Rabba, that any sort of hachana that involves speaking is going to be a violation of hachana. Any preparation that involves some sort of verbal declaration is going to be a violation of hachana, which we began to discuss yesterday. And in that context, we're going to discuss how Rabba understands why walking to certain places in order to prepare for after Shabbos without saying anything about what you're planning on doing may also be a violation of Hachana on Shabbos. We're also going to discuss what type of Eruv can be used on the second day to avoid the need for saying anything, because speaking is ultimately going to be the worst kind of Hachana. Then we're going to have the Mishnah, and Amar Alav is going to speak about 2 days, Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. Is that Kedusha Achas, or is that Shtei Kedushos? And there are going to be many Nafkaminas in that discussion. The Gemara is then going to explain, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how we recommend being Mafrish Trumas and Maestros on each day of Yom Tov to ensure that you can eat the produce at least by the second day of Yontif. If it's already Yontif Rishon and you haven't been Mafresh Trumas Maestros, is there anything you could do, even though you're not allowed to be Misakin Tevel, anything you could do to make sure that you'll be able to eat this stuff at least on the second day of Yontif? And he suggests some sort of Tanai. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to have a discussion of how Rabbi Yossi, who views both days of Rosh Hashanah as a Kedusha Achas, as a single Kedusha, would view the 2 days of Yontif in Chutzlar, Shnei Yom Tov, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, and how, whether that Kedusha Achas also, and it's going to mention Amorayim who subscribe to each version of what Rabbi Yossi held, because there are going to be a couple of versions of what Rabbi Yossi actually holds. So we left off on Daf Lamid Ches Amid Beis. We are at Amale Rabba, I think. Yeah, Amale Rabba Barav Chanan La Abaye. So he says, although we learned yesterday, Rabba holds you can only renew an Erev if there's no need to say anything. So we see that as long as you're not saying anything, then it's perfectly fine. So Rabba Chana suggests that had Rabba known that the Braisa doesn't even allow a person to walk to the edge of his field to check on it without saying anything, or to the edge of the city so that it'll be able to get to the Beis HaMerchatz, it'll be able to get to the bathhouse right away after Shabbos, even though he doesn't say anything, had Rabbah realized that that's the halacha, that you're not allowed to do even these things, so then Rabbah would have changed his mind. Rabbah would have said it's a violation of Hachana even without anything verbal, even without having said anything. So says the Gemara of Elohi, that's not true. Shamalei velo hadabei. Rabbah was well aware of these halachas, and he still was not chozer on what he said yesterday, that you can only renew an Erev if there's no need to say anything. But there's a difference between the case of an Eruv and these cases. Hasa mucha milsa, hacha lav mucha milsahi. When it comes to the Erev, it's very obvious what you're going for. It's very obvious that you're, it's not as obvious what you're going for. When it comes to these cases, it's more obvious what you're doing. Itzur mirabanhu, amrin shmaita mishachte. A person's taking a walk to the edge of town. So if he's a Talmud Chacham, they say, okay, he got caught up in his learning. So he's walking and thinking and learning. V'yama aretzu, amrin chamer irkaslei. And if he's an amaretz, they say, oh, he probably lost the Amari, probably lost a donkey, so that's what he's coming to do. So the Gemara says, Rabbi was very familiar with that Braisa, still held that any non-verbal renewal of an Erev is mutter. The reason it's asr in the cases of the Beis HaMerchatz, and it's asr to go see what your field is doing, is because it's obvious that the guy is walking to the edge of the field of the city gates to prepare for the next day. In the case of the Erev, not Mucha Milsa, he could have just been walking, contemplating in his learning, or looking for a lost donkey. He could have been doing a whole bunch of other things. Now, why is it Taka Asr to go L'Sof Sadeo to see Mahi Tzricha? What exactly is the Isser? So Rashi says on Lamatesam Ralph and Dibra Maschel Mucha that Rachman Amr Mimso Cheftzicha, that this is a violation of Mimso Cheftzicha. It's also for a person to be involved in Cheftze Chol, in his weekday interests on Shabbos. So since he's walking in his field and he's walking toward his field to be Misasik B'Chafatzav, so that's a problem. That's how the Rambam writes in Perek Chav Dalet, Allah Shabbos as well, that it's also for a person to go out on Shabbos at Sofat Chum, the Yoshev Shamat Shetech Shach Kedeshia Korv Lasos Chafatz of Masoy Shabbos, and to wait there to be able to do whatever you need to do on Masoy Shabbos, because it turns out that you're going on Shabbos to do things that are not Chafzei Shemaim, to do Masoy Cheftzicha. However, several other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, quoted in the Magen Mishnah over there in Hilchos Shabbos, seem to assume that the reason for the Isser is because it's nicker that you're doing it Litzorach Chol, and therefore it's going to be Yavli Dei Chashad. People are going to assume that you're working on Shabbos because they see that you're doing things in preparation for work on Shabbos. So it's not Mitzor Chavtzcha, it's more of an issue of Chashad. So that's just in terms of what the issue is. Now, a couple of points about this. Now, is it usher to learn about work on Shabbos by just watching? Let's say you're doing something that involves some sort of training, but you're just watching. So the Gemara says you can't go to the edge of the field to see what the field needs. So in Birkei Yosef, in Or Chaim, Simen Shinvav, Sivkot Nir Beis, he quotes from Maharam Provincial in the Tshuvas Ksav Yad that you're allowed to be ma'ayin in a malacha that's usher on Shabbos that's being done by a guy in order to learn how to do it, as long as it's not a tircha, you're just looking, you're just watching, and the guy is doing it, and you're just standing there watching as he's doing it. So in the She'elis Yaivitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, in Chelik Aleph, Simen Mem Aleph, he says that to learn surgery on Shabbos, let's say you're a medical student, and you want to witness, you want to watch a surgery from the gallery or whatever, so he says that's an Isser Gomer, because of the Kedusha Sayom, you shouldn't be doing this. However, he says, if it's not the derech to... He says if it's not the derech to let stam people watch at the time of the surgery, and that's why it's usher, because it's very clear that you're doing this l'islamid, it's very clearly a bizayon. He says, and there's an isra of liman umnas on Shabbos based on the Gemara Masechah Shabbos and Afkuf Gimel Amrav. The Gemara says el me'ata chazu umnasa b'Shabbos hachanami dechayiv. So the Gemara sounds like there's no chiyuv in seeing an umnas and learning it on Shabbos, but there's no chiyuv, but there is an iser. It says hachanami dechayiv. You think you're going to be chayiv just by watching an umnas? Of course there's no chiyuv, you're not doing a maisa, but still it sounds like there's no chiyuv, but there's still going to be an iser in doing so. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Mem, Sivkot Chaf Aleph, says a person is allowed to watch an umnas on Shabbos even though you're learning as you're watching. He says, but that's only by a cry, that it happens to be that you see it, so you're allowed to sit there and watch a little bit. And he says, even that, you should be very careful not to speak with the guy about it, that how do you do that, how do you hold this, how do you, to discuss with him. But to go daf the kavana to the Beis Hanachrim for that purpose, well, that's a violation of Mitzvah Chavtzucha. So nevertheless, in the Chalkas Yaakov, he has a tshuva in Yardei Asim Kuvtzadi about Tzi'irim HaCharedim that go to the Beis Sefer Gadol Ha'amimi Lilmod Chachmas HaRafuos V'Chachmas HaNituach. People who are going to medical school, young students go to medical school, and they need to go there on Shabbos as part of their medical training. They have to go on Shabbos to watch and to observe surgeries on Shabbos. So he says that's similar to the Din Shulchan Aruch, that Lulamid Hatinok Sefer O Umnus is considered a mitzvah, and that's B'chal Chefzei Shemaim, it's not Mimtzo Chefzecha, and this also, it's a mitzvah to have a profession that you could be mefarnis from, he says, and it's also a good, big mitzvah to make sure that there are religious doctors who are going to understand the needs of our community. So it's mutter to learn refuah, such a refuah on Shabbos, even L'chadchila, he says, to go do that. However, he says obviously you can't touch the mace on Shabbos if it's an anatomy class or something, because that's mukta. Also, you can't every time and place is different. You have to know if they're teaching apikorsis or not, and you have to save yourself from deus kozvos, etc. But technically speaking, he thought he doesn't see a problem. So that's in terms of limud malacha. What about limud Torah? So what do we say over here, that the guy is walking outside, so people are going to say, no, he's not. It's not going to look so bad that he's just stam walking on the outskirts of the city. Probably it was just Shmaite Mashachte. So what does that mean, Shmaite Mashachte? That is, his learning has gotten he was caught up in his learning. So the Magen Avraham writes in Siman Kuf Yud Sivkot Yud that a person should be involved in learning even when he's traveling. Person is driving in the car, he should be listening to whatever, to Torah recordings. Person should be learning even when he's traveling. But he says you shouldn't be ma'ayin b'halacha, because then it's going to end up causing you to be distracted from the road, and that could be very dangerous. Where does he get this from? There's a Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara says, when Yosef says to his brothers in Al Tirguzu Badarech, so Amra Blazar, Yosef is telling his brothers, don't be Osik Bidvar Alacha, because I'm afraid that that's going to get you to be so caught up, and it's not going to work out well, it's going to be dangerous. So Magen Avraham says, Mikal Makom, it could be that if you're sitting in a wagon, and there's someone else in charge of driving, you're sitting on a bus, and there's a driver, so it doesn't matter how caught up you get, you're on a train, so then it's no problem to be Osik Bi'iyun in Halacha. And that's what Shulchan Aruch Rav writes as well, that a person is Biderech, Osik B'Torah, but he says, not Bi'iyun Halacha, Shema Yita Biderech, unless you're sitting by a gala and someone else is leading the wagon. Now, that's the basic din that the Magen Avraham writes. Now, the Sefer Torasso Yega, quoted in the Panini Halacha section of the Masivta over here, Sefer Torasso Yega asks from our Gemara. Our Gemara says a guy is going outside of the city on Shabbos to make an Erev Ben Hashmashos. He's not saying anything. There's no Isser, because it's not Nikr that he's going L'machar. It could be that he's a Talmud Chacham. People are going to say, yeah, that's what Talmud Chacham do. As they're walking around, they start thinking and learning, and they get lost in their thoughts. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Shmua Mashachah says a Talmud Chacham, that he's Maharba Vein Daito Olav. He's not even paying any attention. He's just thinking about his learning. So you see that for a Talmud Chacham to be thinking and learning while he's traveling, and he's not thinking about himself, and he's not thinking about where he is, that's normal, and that's acceptable, and that's okay, that's not something that we frown upon. So he says it could be that the whole Isser is only when you go from one city to another city that you're not familiar with, when you're traveling on terrain that you're not familiar with, so there are boroughs, Psachim Aderech, and you're not going to know, and you're going to fall right into something. But if you're traveling around the Tchum of your own city, where it's very familiar territory, so maybe that there's no Isser. Another possibility says, maybe Holich Baderech, person shouldn't learn Torah be'iyun. But a person could still be thinking. I mean, a person shouldn't learn Torah be'iyun in a way that's going to distract him. And maybe over here just means that he's thinking in his learning, he's continuing to think about learning that he already started in the Beis Medrash. That's not going to be a problem. Okay, the Rabbeinu Chananel has a different interpretation of the whole Gemara. Rabbeinu Chananel says, no, it doesn't mean that he was taking a walk, lost in his learning, and he's just wandering out there because he got caught up in his learning and he doesn't realize where he's going. He says, no, he knows exactly where he's going. He's going where it's quiet and there's nobody there so that he could sit there and learn. Not so that while he's walking, while he's traveling, he could be learning. That's not the point. The point is that he wants to learn without any disruption. So he goes somewhere where he's going to be able to learn. So that's what he said about Talmud Chacham. And what do we say the Amaretz is doing? The Amaretz is probably going because Charmra Irkosle. He lost something and he's going to find it. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Vav, Misha Matzah Metziah Ve'ini Yodea Shel Mihu. Let's say you find something on Shabbos, you don't know who it belongs to. Mutar lahachriz aleh b'Shabbos, v'afilu yidavar she'asur l'taltalo. You're allowed to be machriz. You're allowed to announce that someone lost a metziah on Shabbos, even if it's something that's mukta. So you're not allowed to pick it up, but you're still allowed to be machriz about it on Shabbos. So in the Sefer Derech Sicha, he asks, what about looking for your own aveda on Shabbos? Is that a violation of Ubdu D'chol? Is that going to be aser? Or maybe no. Maybe that's not aser. It's always a question when you're dealing with Ubdu D'chol. Ubdu D'chol is a very difficult concept to define. The Chaznish says it's up to the Chachamim in every generation to figure out what is of the Dachal, what's not of the Dachal. We can't really know with a clear geder of what's called of the Dachal. But anyway, he suggests that maybe it's mutter based on our sugya, that the Am Haaretz, we assume that's what he's doing, that he's going to look for something that he lost. And Rashi writes that since it's mutter l'chzirah mitoch ha-tchum l'beisu b'Shabbos, he's allowed to bring it back from the toch ha-tchum to his house on Shabbos, so there's no isser to go look for it. So you see that there's no isser to look for your aveda on Shabbos. However, in the Megillah Sefer, he's not sure. It says that it's mutter to watch your field, and on Shabbos, it's not bechal the Yisrael Mitzvah Cheftzcha, like the Rambam Paskins and Shulchan Aruch, and still, to look for your money may be considered Shimur Mamono, which is mutter, even though there's no mitzvah, but he's not sure if that's called Mitzvah Cheftzcha. So he tries to prove the Isser from the Shulchan Aruch, against what we tried to prove from our Gemara. From the Shulchan Aruch, what does the Shulchan Aruch say about an Aveda? That you're allowed to be machriz on an Aveda b'Shabbos because Hashavas Aveda is a mitzvah. But if the halacha is that you're even allowed to look for your own Aveda on Shabbos, why do I need the fact that Hashavas Aveda is a mitzvah to be machras on someone else's Aveda? You could just say that it's Shimur Mamono. Shimur Mamono is mutter anytime you're guarding someone's money. That's automatically mutter. The fact that it has to say it's because Hashavas Aveda is a mitzvah sounds like stam to go look for your stuff is not okay on Shabbos. In our Gemara, it says the guy, the Amoraites, is looking for his chamor that he lost. So it says the Megillah Sefer. Yeah, but we have to paskin out of the Shulchan Aruch, not out of the Gemara. It must have been there some other understanding of the Gemara that whatever you have to come up with some other understanding of the Gemara. But we have to be medayik and lush on the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, very interesting take on how to paskin based on this Gemara. Says the Gemara further. Now we are at Gufa, about 6 lines into the page. Gufa Amar Rav Yehuda Irev Baraglav Biyom Rishon Ma'ariv Baraglav Bisheni. If a person made an Erev by being there with his presence on the first day, so Ma'ariv Baraglav Biyom Sheni, he should do the same thing on the second day. He can do the same thing on the second day. Just walk to the location on the second day as well. Irev Pas Biyom Rishon Ma'ariv Pas Biyom Sheni. If he was Ma'ariv with a box of matzahs with bread on the first day, so he should do that on the second day as well. Irev Pas Berishon Ma'ariv Baraglav Bisheni. Or he could even do this. If he makes an Erev with bread with a box of matzahs on the first day, so he could make an Erev with his feet by being there on the second day. What about the reverse though? Irev Baraglav Berishon Ein ma'ariv b'pas b'sheni, she'ein ma'arvin b'tchila b'pas. If he made an Erev with his legs by being there on the first day, he should not be ma'ariv b'pas on the second day, because we're not ma'ariv b'tchila b'pas on a day that's already kadosh. Meaning if he made the Erev by being there to be kona shvisa on Yom Tov that falls on Friday, cannot use bread for an Erev on Shabbos. An Erev with bread requires saying something, requires a verbal declaration. And that's the problem. So, Erev, Pas B'Yom Rishon, Ma'ariv Pas B'Yom Sheni, Amar Shmuel Ba'osa Pas. Now, we mentioned that if you use bread the first day, you can use bread the second day. Shmuel says, yeah, but it's got to be the same bread. V'am Ravashi, Dekanami, Masnisin. And it's Meduyik very well in the Mishnah, because what does the Mishnah say? If you have Yom Tov falls on Friday and you want to make an Erev for both days, the Katani, the Mishnah says, Ketzad Uosa. How do you make the Erev for both days? Malicho Barishon. Bring the Erev out there on Erev of the first day. Umachshechalov, and stay with it till after Ben Hashmashos. Vinotlo Bolo, and then bring back that box of matzos back to your house, and then Ubolo Basheni, Machshechalov, Va'ochlo Bolo. And then you bring it back out. That sounds like that same box of matzos you bring back out the second day, late Friday afternoon. Stay with it till after Ben Hashmashos, then eat it, and then go home. So you see that it's the same box of matzah, say you have to use the same one. Rabbanan would respond, no, Dilma Hasam Eitzatova Kamashmalan. Maybe that's Stam and Eitzatova. That doesn't necessarily tell you that there's any sort of requirement to do that. It could just be an Eitzatova. Says Rashi, Amri Lach, Dilma Masnis and Eitzatova Kamashmalan, Hadigtani Notla Volosh Lo Yevad Vi Yafsid Pito, Vi Yitrach Ba'acheres. I mean, the point is, this maybe it's just telling you Eitzatova. What's the Eitzatova? That you have this box of matzos. Will you be able to find another box of matzos? Maybe yeah, maybe no, but you don't want to have to think about it. So we want to be able to make sure that this box of matzahs is secured. And maybe really if you wanted to, you could make an Erev with another one. If you had it. When it says you can't make an Erev with the second one, that means with the first Kinyan, if you don't make a new Erev, that you need a separate Maisa to make a new Erev for the second day. But that's all it is, just an Eitzah Tova. Good. Next Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, now we move the discussion from 2 days that happen to coincide with each other, Shabbos and the Yantiv, to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. How do we view the 2 days of Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah? So yesterday we had a machlokas tonight about Shabbos and Yantiv that coincide with each other. Friday is Yantiv or Sunday is Yantiv. Is that Kedusha Achas or is it Shnei Kedushas? So now we discuss Shnei Yom Tovim of Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah sheyarei shema tis'aber. Let's say there was a Rosh Hashanah and you were worried, maybe it would be tis'aber. What's going to be tis'aber? Elul. That Elul was going to be 30 days, and that means that what you thought was the first day of Rosh Hashanah is not really me the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's me the 30th day of Elul, and the next day is really Rosh Hashanah. So, Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvin, a person should make two separate Eruvin. V'omer Eruvi Berishon L'Mizrach B'Sheni L'Mariv, and you can make one Eruv in the Mizrach, one Eruv L'Mariv, which seems to be a very strong statement of Shtei Kedushos, that the two Kedushos, it's not one Kedusha where it needs needs one Eruv, you can make two Eruvin on two different sides of town. Berishon l'marav b'sheni l'mizrach, first day in the west, second day in the east. Eruvi berishon b'sheni k'bnei iri. Or you could say, I want my Eruv to be only for the first day, the second day I want to have the tchum of everybody else in my town. Eruvi b'sheni berishon k'bnei iri. I want my Eruv to be on the second day, and the first day I want to have the same tchum as everybody else in the town. That is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. V'lo hodu lo chachamim. And the chachamim do not agree with him. Va'odam Rabbi Yehuda, another ramification of this issue of whether it's Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos, Masna Adam ala Kalkala b'Yom Tov Rishon, va'ochla b'sheni. Let's say you have a basket of Tevel on Yom Tov Rishon of Rosh Hashanah, you realize, oy vey, I forgot before Yontif to be mafresh trumas and maestros, so now I'm not going to be able to eat all this food. So you could make the, you could be mafresh trumas and maestros with a tonight. You could say, if today is really a weekday, so then this should be truma on this food. If today is really Kodesh, so then ignore everything I just said, because you're not allowed to be mafresh trumas and yantif, because it's shvus to Rabbanan, the Gemara learns in Beitza. And then the next day, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, say the same thing. If yesterday was Kodesh and today is Chol, so then whatever I said yesterday, should be truma. I'm declaring right now should really be truma. And if today is Kodesh and yesterday was Chol, well then it's already truma from yesterday anyway. And whatever I'm saying now is worthless. And then you can eat from the basket that's Masukan. You'll be able to eat from the food on the second day. So that's another ramification of Shtei Kedushos. You can make a Tanai if it's Shtei Kedushos. If yesterday is Kodesh, if today is Kodesh, if, what do you mean? If it's Kedusha Achas, it's all one Kedusha. It's all Kodesh. So that's another ramification of it being Shtei Kedushos, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Another ramification, another nafkamina, v'chein beitza shenol de barishon, tochal b'sheni. If a beitza is nolad on the first day, so it's supposed to remain usr, it's supposed to remain muksa throughout that entire period of Kedusha. When is that entire period of Kedusha over? Is it over today or is it over tomorrow? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, by the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to eat it because that's already a separate Kedusha. V'lo hodu lo chachamim. But the chachamim are not moda. So this Mishnah essentially has two parts. First part is the part that we just did. The Rabbi Yehuda, since only one of the days is actually Yom Tov, we treat the days as Shtei Kedushos. The Rabbanan, who the Gemara is going to identify as being Rabbi Yossi, holds that it's Kedusha Achas. It's one long day of holiness, and the Bryce is going to bring a Raya. We're going to see how Rabbi Yossi proves his point. But there are many ramifications of this Machlokas, many Nafkaminas of this Machlokas, that are all mentioned in the Mishnah. Two separate Erevin in two different directions, two different locations for the 2 days. Whether you can have an Erev for one day, not the other. Whether Trumas and Maestros can be taken al Tanai, that one of the days is in the Yontif. Whether Beitza Shenolda Bazeh is going to be Muteres Bazeh. Those are four Nafkaminas. So the Gemara is going to explain why we need all these Nafkaminas, but those are several Nafkaminas to this basic Machlokas. That is part one of the Mishnah. Now part two. Rabbi Dosmer Akinus Omer, Ha'over Lefnei Atevi B'Yomtov Shal Roshana Omer, Hachlitzenu Hashem Elokeinu Es Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, Im Ayom Im L'machar. If a person is davening for the Amud on Rosh Hashanah, so he should say, he should mention Rosh Chodesh in his tefillah, Al Tanai, that if today is Rosh Chodesh, if tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, Ulu Machar Omer, then on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, he should say, Im Ayom Im Emesh. V'lo Hodu L'chacham, but the Chacham are not moda to that either. They don't think you should be making Tanais with mention of Rosh Chodesh. So they argue whether the Chazan of Rosh Hashanah should even mention Rosh Chodesh on the second day al Tanai. So a couple of important issues over here. Let's start from the end over here. We just discussed a little bit about mentioning Rosh Chodesh in Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. So the Netziv raises the question: how do we mention Rosh Chodesh? What does it say? What's the assumption that we're for sure going to say if we are mentioning Rosh Chodesh? Hachlitzenu Hashem Elokeinu Es Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. When we do Rosh Chodesh, stop, forget about Yantif, Rosh Chodesh. How do we mention Rosh Chodesh? Yalav Yavo, right? So where's the Hachlitzenu? Yalav Yavo Rosh Chodesh, we don't say Hachlitzenu. We say Zachreinu Letova B'Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, but nothing about Hachlitzenu. And the Mishnah sounds like part of the Nusach of what you're supposed to say on Rosh Chodesh is Hachlitzenu. So the Netziv in Merom Yisod is bothered by this. So he's miyashid that maybe it's different. Maybe when Rosh Chodesh, when it's Rosh Hashanah also, when it's Yantif also, it's so on Rosh Hashanah, you're already maskir Zikaron Legabe Rosh Hashanah. We say Zikaron plenty of times, Legabe Rosh Hashanah, that Hashem should be Zocharas Latova. So we just want to mention that it should be for Rosh Chodesh also. We want to mention the Chodesh also, not just the Shana, so we don't have to mention a separate Zikaron of Rosh Chodesh when we're already in the context of Rosh Hashanah Shemona Esrei. So we just mention a Chizik Va'ometz. We say Achlit Seinu that it should be an extra help, the Zechira of Rosh Hashanah, and the Zechira of Rosh Chodesh should be an extra help beyond the Zechira of Rosh Hashanah. But by regular Rosh Chodesh, there's no Zikaron to begin with. So the Holy Al of Yavel is only the first Zikaron to begin with. So that's why there's no Achlit Seinu. There's nothing that we're supporting. It's just the regular regular tefillah to begin with, that there should be a zikaron in the first place. Now, working backwards, at the beginning of the Mishnah, we said if Rosh Hashanah Shay Yare Shema Tis Aber, you worried that maybe it would be Tis Aber. So Rashi says we're talking about in Galus where you're knowing Shneyam Tovim, lest the Beis Din make the Elul Meubar. So yeah, we're always knowing Shneyam Tovim. The lashon in the Mishnah is a little difficult according to Rashi. Shay Yare Shema Tis Aber. The Chutz La'aretz, or even Eretz Yisrael outside of Yerushalayim, we're always knowing Beis Yom Tovim. And it's not because Choshesh Im Yavru Olo, it's since we don't know Im Yavru Olo, we always need to, meaning it doesn't, it's not that we're Choshesh maybe Tisaber, it's that it doesn't matter if it's Tisaber or not, we're never going to know about it. So even whether it is or isn't, we're going to have to be knowing Shnei Yom Tovim. So the Lashon of Rashi is somewhat difficult, and that's why Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos and many other Rishonim hold that we're talking about someone who's in Yerushalayim, is or la'achar churban after takanos Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai that were makabel edim kol hayom, they were makabel edim all the way through the whole day, and you're observing the first day as yom kodesh, and therefore you have to make an eruv on the first day. But if edim don't come, it's going to be misbarred that whole first day that you were observing as yom kodesh was really yom chol, and therefore you're going to need an eruv on the second day as well. But outside of that, in the rest of Eretz Yisrael or in Golus, you always need shnei eruvin. You always need to make two eruvin, because you're never going to be able to know when Rosh Hashanah itself is, whether it was the first day or the second day, or if it was a Chodesh Malei, Chodesh Chaser. So it's not going to be Choshe Shema, it's going to be a Vada. You're always going to be in that situation. Okay, says the Gemara now. Man lo hodulo. Who was this lo hodulo? Who did not agree to Rabbi Yehuda? Who are these lo hodulo chachamim that held that it's really all kedusha achas? Some are Rav, Rabbi Yossi. The lo hodulo is Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya, we have a brisa as follows: Modim chacham l'Rabbi Elazar b'Roshana shayyare shemat esaber me'era ma'ariv adam shnei eruvin. That the chamer moda to Rabbi Elazar that Roshana that a person is afraid shemat esaber that it might be 2 days of Roshana, that the second day might really be Roshana, not the first day, you can make two eruvin. Va'omer eruvin b'rishon l'mizrach u'b'sheni l'marav, b'rishon l'marav b'sheni l'mizrach, eruvin b'rishon u'b'sheni k'bnei iri, eruvin b'sheni b'rishon k'bnei iri. Two kedushas, like that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Oser, but the Braisa says specifically it's Rabbi Yossi who says that it's not good. So we see that we have identified that it's Rabbi Yossi. So now that we know who the Bali Plukta are, let's see who's right. So each one's going to. So Rabbi Yossi is going to try to prove his point. Amalan Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says to the Chacham, you want to say that it's Shtei Kedushos. Yata modim shimbo edim in a minchul amala shnogim also yom kodesh l'machor kodesh. Aren't you moda that if edim come after mincha on the first day, that by then it's too late? Even though the edim have come and have declared that really it is already Rosh Hashanah today, still we're going to observe the second day as Rosh Hashanah because we already observed most of the first day as Rosh Hashanah. So aren't you moda to that? Now why would we possibly do that if it was two separate kedushas? Why would we begin a new kedusha that doesn't exist? To be mamshich an existing kedusha, to be mamshich the same kedusha, okay, that makes sense. But we're going to add an existing, we're going to add a brand new Kedusha, so doesn't this prove Kedusha Achas? There is a machlokas, Rambam and the Ravid, about this din, and when Edom come in a Mincha Lamala, that we're knowing both days of Kedusha, meaning the halacha is that we're not mekabel the Edom in a Mincha Lamala, so it turns out that it's going to, Rosh Hashanah is going to be Chal the next day also, so we're knowing both days as Kodesh. So there's a machlokas, Rambam and the Ravid, in Hilchos Erevin Parachas Halacha Ches. The Ravid holds that the fact that Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas, that's only L'chumra, that we say say they're knowing begola kedusha achas shema bo edim in a mincha lemaila, that maybe edim will come in a mincha lemaila. That's the whole reason that we're knowing kedusha achas, because edim might come in a mincha lemaila. So he says, so that means that we're knowing it misafik. So we're knowing that day is kodesh, even though even though we don't know for sure. But if edim come before mincha, let's say, so then the second day is chol. If edim don't come at all, then the first day is chol. So it's all a suffix. So it's still a suffix. Maybe it's shtei kedushos or kedusha achas. So when we say kedusha achas, doesn't mean bevadai kedusha achas, because it might be shtei kedushos. Meaning, if edim were to come early in the day, then it would be the first day is really kodesh, the second day is not. So that would vadai be shtei kedushos. If edim were to not come at all, then the second day is vadai kodesh, first day is vadai chol. So that would certainly, when we're knowing 2 days, would certainly be shtei kedushos. So the kedusha achas is only on the chance that edim come in a mincha lemaila, where it has to work with one kedusha. But the Rambam says that no, for every din we treat it as kedusha achas. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, we always treat it as kedusha achas. Now, why were Chazal knowing this way, that we're going to treat hayom kodesh if the edim come in a mincha lemaila? So meaning once it's too late to be mekabel the edim. So the reason Chazal were knowing hayom kodesh, even though we're not going to be mekabel the edim. So if we're not mekabel the edim, means tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah. So why are we still treating hayom as kodesh? The rest of the day is kodesh. So Rashi says, next year, people are going to say on the first day of Yontif, it's probably not really Yontif anyway. It's probably going to be Misbarer Basof, that tomorrow's really Yontif and today's not really Yontif. So people are going to be Mizalzel. The Ran in Maseches Beitzah says that since Rubo Shel Yom already left B'Kedusha, because we were hoping for Edom to come, so they were Misakin that we finish the day with Kedusha. Once the Rove has gone by that way, we finish it off that way. The Ritva, however, suggests that no, that since they started the day al das that it should be yontif min haTorah, that edim should come before mincha, and min hadin min haTorah, they could have been mekadeshit since edim came after mincha, so they started the day with the assumption that today might be kodesh. As it turns out, really, really, it could have and should have been kodesh, because edim, they just arrived too late, but they came after mincha, so they leave it with the original kedusha. The combination of those two factors, that you were knowing kedusha anyway, and that honest to goodness, really, it should have been kedusha, that they put two and two together, and that's why we leave the original kedusha of the first day. So the Avnei Nezis has a big nafka mina ladina between the Ran and the Ritva. If edim don't come at all on the first day, is that also kedusha achas? According to the Ran, that since Rov Hayom was Yatzah B'Kedusha, just leave it with the Kedusha. So Edim don't come at all, so leave it that way. We already would know it. Rov Hayom. So you leave it as the same Kedusha, it's still Kedusha Achas. But according to the Ritva, that the whole point is that Minat Torah this day could have been Kodesh. Haraya Edim came. They were just a few minutes too late. But that's the whole reason that we leave it B'Kedusha. So then it would turn out that if no Edim came, so then there's no reason to leave it B'Kedusha. It must only be Mitam Safek, that maybe Edim will still come and you could still be Mekadesh Ben HaTorah. So that would sound like that it's Shtei Kedushos, that it's not Kedusha Achas. So that's what the Avnei Nezer points out in Orachayim Zim Tafnan Alephos, that there's enough Gemina between the Ran's explanation and the Ritva's explanation. But back in the Gemara, what's going on over here? Rabbi Yossi is saying, don't you see clearly the fact that we extend the Kedusha when Edom come in a Mincha Lemaila, don't you see that it's Kedusha Achas? The Rabbanon will respond, no, Hasam Ki Echid Lo Lizulzulevei. That's only because we're afraid people are going to be Mezalzel. That has nothing to do with Kedusha Achas. The only reason you continue to observe Yontov is not to be Mamshich the existing Kedusha. We just don't want people to be Mezalzel in Yom Tov Rishon. Va'odam Rabbi Yehuda. Then we add weiter in our Mishnah various ramifications of this Machlokas, whether it's Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos. So says Gemara, why do I need all these different ramifications? I should have been able to figure them out on my own. Utzricha. Diashmin Reisha Bahakam Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Delo Kavin Midi. Aval Kalkala the Mexican Misakin Tivla Em Modul of the Rabbanon. So I need each of these examples in Halacha, because had it only told me about the case of the Erev, I'll say, yeah, you're not doing anything. But by being Mafresh Chumas and Maestros, where you're actually being Misakin Tevel, I would think that Rabbi Yehuda would be molded to the Rabbanon, that's more problematic, because you're actually doing something. Viashmin Hani Tarti, and if it would have told me the first two examples, Mishum Delekal Migzer Alayu, Aval beitza diikel migzar ba, but by the beitza where there's room to make a gzeira for something else, for some other reason, there's room to make a gzeira that it should be problematic. Mishum peros hanoshrin, it should be like fruit that falls off of a tree. Umishum mashkin shazavu, or liquid that seeps out of fruit. Ema modded to the rabbanon. I might think they'd be modded to the rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda would be modded to the rabbanon. Sricha. That's why I need all of the cases to tell me that the machlokas stands in all of these cases. That in all of these different situations, the machlokas kedusha achas shtei kedushos actually stands. Now there is a sugya. It's important to note to get an appreciation of this gemara, of these couple of lines of peros hanoshrin. It's important to know the sugyas at the beginning of Maseches Beitza. There is a machlokas amarayim. What Beis Hillel means at the beginning of Maseches Beitza, Beitza Shnolda B'Yomtov is Asura. Why is it that an egg that's laid on Yomtov is Asura? There are 4 days quoted in the Gemara. Our Gemara only mentions 2 of them. Rav Nachman over there says it's Asura because it's Muktzah, it's Nolad. Rabba says the reason it's Asura is Mishum Achana, that all of your Seudos of Yomtov have to be prepared, Miba'od Yom, they have to be ready to go, Miba'od Yom. This egg was still inside the hen, Miba'od, it was still inside the chicken, Miba'od Yom. Rav Yosef says the reason is because of a gezer of peros shenoshu b'yomtov min ha'etz. It's like fruits that fall off a tree on Yantiv that were gozer, that if we allow an egg that came out on Yantiv, people are going to allow fruit that fell off trees on Yantiv, and if you allow that, people are going to go to pick fruits off of trees on Yantiv, and you're not allowed to do that. And Rav Yitzchak says the reason is mashkin shazavu min anavim, that we're afraid it's a gezerah shami yischot, that a person is going to come to violate schita. So our Gemara says that the chiddush of the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chum legabe the beitza is that we would have thought that Rabbi Yehuda would be moded that we should make the beitza shenol the aser for one of two reasons: either we're afraid shami yischot, it should be like mashkin shazavu, or we're afraid shami Yixer, you're going to go and you're going to take fruits off of a tree because of peros hanoshrin. So the Karanora asked the obvious kasha: how are Rabba and Rav Nachman, who say 2 other reasons why a beitza shenolda on Yantav Azasar, how are they going to explain what the chiddush of this machlokas is? Right? If it's mishum achana, mishum muksa, so what's the chiddush in this machlokas? The gabe beitza, by beitza it's not shayich the reasons of the reasons that we're mentioning over here. So that's the kasha that the Karen Ora asked. That's the kasha. I mean, why is it not shayich? If it's shtei kedushos, this beitza. If it's shtei kedusha, so this beitza that was either was lo nol to be yom tov, or meaning it was nolad on a weekday, or today is yantiv, so there's no issue of muktzah because it's the second day, it's not yantiv. And if the reason mishum hachana, it's also not shayach over here to make an aser mishum hachana, because if it's shtei kedushos, again, the previous day was kodesh and today is a weekday, so there's no you don't need hachana, you don't need things to be muchan in advance. And if yesterday was a weekday, so good, so then it was muchan in advance. So the whole svaras of hachana and the whole svara of muktzah is not shayich if it's shtei kedushos. So how are they going to explain what is being added in our machlokas? So that's somewhat problematic. So Karen Ora suggests, based on the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, where the Rambam says that the chiddush is that we're not gozer shami yavo lechel nolad biyomtov, that a person is going to come to eat nolad and yomtov. That according to Rav Nachman, let's say that the issue is mishum muktzav nolad. So over here also there's a havamina to be gozer, that even though this beitz is really not nolad, because really it was one of these days is a weekday, but there's makum to be choshesh that if we allow eating this beitza on the second day when it was nolad on the first day, people are going to say, well, yesterday was nisr malacha, so it was like a yomtov. They're not going to realize that it's one day or the other, and then people are going to come to eat something that's nolad as well. Okay, right through the Gemara now. So says that we're at the 2 dots. So Tanya. According to Rabbi Yehuda, how do you have tevel that on the first day of Rosh Hashanah that you're then going to be able to eat on the second day, that you're going to be able to be misaken it in a way that you'll be able to eat on the second day? A person has 2 baskets of tevel in front of him. So Omer, he says the following: if today is really a weekday and tomorrow is really yantif, so then I'm being mafresh the truma right now. We already went through this before. Rashi mentioned it. I mentioned it outside. Vimayom kodesh ulmachar chol ein bidvarav klum ein bidvarai klum. And if today is really kodesh and tomorrow is chol, so then whatever I'm saying is worthless. V'kori ala shem umanicha, and then you kori shem and you leave it aside. You set aside whatever is truma, you leave that aside, and you eat the other basket. And then the next day you say, if today is a weekday, so good, then this should be truma. And if today is kodesh, so then whatever I'm saying now is worthless. And you carry shame and you eat it. Rabbi Yossi says you can't do that. And Rabbi Yossi similar says that it's asir on shnei yom tovim shel galios to make such a tanai to be mafresh trumos on shnei yom tovim shel galios. So Hashem has raised a very simple question: how can you do this hafrasha on a tanai? You're not allowed to be torim without a bracha. The Mishnah in Trumos in the first parak of Trumos says that if a person is arum, if a person is not wearing any clothing, he's not allowed to take truma. Right? The Mishnah says, an isha's kotza chalasa yosheves, a woman who's sitting where she's covering the makom erva, could be kotza chal. It's all about, can you cover the erva in order to make a bracha? But a man can't. So you're not allowed to be mafresh truma when a person is arum. Why? Because you can't make the bracha. So what do you see? That whenever you can't make the bracha, you're not allowed to be mafresh truma. Over here, how are you going to make the bracha? Each day, you have to be choshesh. Maybe you're not doing anything that day. Maybe you're not doing the mitzvah, and therefore you're not going to be able to make the bracha. It's always going to be a suffix. So Sfasemis isn't sure why we allow this. So he says, maybe it could be miyash that the mitzvah is nimshach from the time that you're korei shem until after yantif, when you actually take out the fruits, physically remove them as the perus of truma, and then you're going to make the bracha, which is an interesting chiddush to say that would be okay if you're being misakin it right now. So then what mitzvah are you doing? It's just that's the huvra adavar, that those are those fruits are being designated, unless you assume that the mitzvah of Afrashas Truma, like in the Yudah writes, Tos Rid writes really earlier, that there's two mitzvahs in Afrashas Truma. There's a mitzvah Afrasha and a mitzvah Nesina. Maybe if you assume that since the two mitzvahs are connected to each other, maybe you could make the bracha at the Shas Nesina, going back on the Hafrasha, since you're doing a mice of Nesina to the Kohen, that's also part of the mice of mitzvah of Hafrasha's Truma. Right? These are two distinct acts, but it's all part of the basic idea of being Mafresh Truma. There's the Hafrasha, you take the fruits out, that makes the rest of the fruits okay, even if you haven't yet given anything to the Kohen, you're just Kari Shem Truma. And then you have a separate mitzvah to actually give to the Kohen, to actually take the fruits that you've removed and give them to the Kohen. Maybe at that point it's not too late to make the bracha. I don't know, maybe you could say something like that. Says Gemara further now, Ahu Bar Tavya, Dasal Beiresh Kulusa, the itzid biyom tov rishon shel galios v'shtachim biyom tov sheni. So there was a nice deer, a piece of meat that was trapped on the first day of Yantif and was shechted on the second day of Yantif. So they offered it as a meal now on the second day of Yantif. So Rav Nachman Rav Chista achlu, Rav Sheshes lo achlu. Rav Nachman Rav Chista said, great, delicious. They ate and Rav Sheshes wouldn't eat it. Amar Rav Nachman mayavu le Rav Sheshes lo achlu bisru d'tavya. So Rav Nachman said, what's with this guy? Why won't he eat this delicious deer meat? It's so delicious. Why would I need it? Armler of Sheshes, Vehechi Echol. How could I eat this? The Tani Isi, Vamila Isi Tani, Vehena Rabiosi, Osner Shneyam Tom Shel Galios. That we just learned that Rabiosi Asr Shneyam Tom Shel Galios. That Shneyam Tom Shel Galios we also have to treat as Kedusha Achas. So I can't eat this piece of meat. You're not allowed to trap deer on Yantif. You did this on Yantif. Shechting you're allowed to do on Yantif Rochel Nefesh. You're not allowed to do Tseda on Yantif. So I'm not allowed to eat this meat. It's Kedusha Achas. Amarava my kushya, Dilma Hachi Kamar, Vikhina Rabbi Yossi Yos Bishneyam Tom Shal Rashana Bagola. Says, no, maybe Rabbi Yossi didn't say Shneyam Tom Shal Golios Kedusha Achas. Maybe only Rosh Hashanah he holds is Kedusha Achas. Yahachi Shel Golios Bagola mi Baile. That's what he meant. He should not have said Shneyam Tom Shal Golios. He should have said Shneyam Tom Bagola if he only meant Rosh Hashanah. Amr Rabbi Yossi, my kushya, Dilma Hachi Kamar. Rabbi says, no, maybe this is what Rabbi Yossi meant. V'cheinu Rabbi Yossi osi iser shneyam tom shel galios, kishneyam tom shel roshana l'rabbanan desharu. Maybe when he says that Rabbi Yossi says the same thing, v'shneyam tom shel galios, doesn't mean that he treats it all as kedusha achas. Maybe it means that he treats shneyam tom shel galios the same way the rabbanan treats shneyam tom shel rosh hashana, which is shtei kedushos. And maybe really Rabbi Yossi is matir. So that's what they were arguing about. They were arguing about whether shneyam tom shel galios you should be choshesh that it's kedusha achas and therefore not eat the meat, or that it's shtei kedushos and therefore you can eat the meat. But the whole premise of the discussion is that seida is asra and yantif. The question the Rishonim all deal with is why. Melachas Ochel Nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov. Achasher Yechol Ochel Nefesh Ulevado Yaseh Lechem. Anything that you need to do for Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. So why is trapping an animal Asher on Yom Tov? So Rashi Maseches Beit Zadav Chav Gimel Beis says this melach is not mutter because it's Efshal Asos Amer of Yom Tov. Shchita is E Efshal Asos Amer of Yom Tov because the meat won't be so fresh anymore. Any melach that you could have done with equal efficiency, with equal effectiveness before Yom Tov, you have to do before Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. However, other Rishonim disagree with Rashi. They say the whole chilek between Efshar to do it before Yantav and not Efshar is by Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. But when it comes to something that itself is Mamish Ochel Nefesh, we're not going to make the chilek between Efshar and not Efshar. Other Rishonim say against Rashi. Tosus over there, Maseches Beitza, Tosus writes that the Tzedus Asur and Yantav, even though it's Ochel Nefesh, because it's Domel Ktsira, that you're taking the Bal Chai from Makom Gidulo. And Ktsira is one of the melachos that are also in Yantif, even for the sake of Ochel Nefesh. The Yerushalmi has a drasha for that. So since it's Doma to Katsira, so we're going to ask it say that as well. The Ramban in Maseches Beitza suggests that we only are matir melachos that are tikkun ma'achalim, like baking, cooking, something that will actually make it edible. But to trap an animal is not a tikkun of the Michael at all. It's still a live animal, so that is not going to be mutter, that's not going to be included at all in the category of Ochel Nefesh. Ramban also says another teretz that we only allow malachos that a person would do them for that same day, like shchita, afia, bishul, malachos that people generally do over the long haul. People trap animals, they trap a bunch of animals, and they hang on to them for a long, long while, and then one day when they get around to shechting them, they shech them. Such malachos you're not allowed to do on Yantav. And then final teretz, the Rashba, Masech HaShabbos, says a separate reason for the Yisra of Tzedah on Yantav is so that we don't want people to be going around hunting on Yantav, because that's going to be mevatel them from the Simchas Yantiv. So it's an Issa Drabanan, lest the person go hunting on Yantiv. Okay, so that's one version of the story. Tomorrow we'll go to Ashkei Rosh Hashanah.